Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back in on a Tuesday, 8 o'clock hour here on 96.5. The Fan, 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. And then it is Logan and Jay Tizzle.
Yes.
Jay Tizzle Noah. Him and Logie Barra will be rocking the mics from 10 to 2 here. And then Carrington and Rob, I believe, are back from 2 to 6.
Close it down. Sweet.
And then everybody's gone until the Monday after the new year. So happy new year to all of you listening. We appreciate you. I have no idea who is back to work yet. I know teachers are out. Yep. I know half. I think you and I are the only active people working right now outside of two others
here. Yeah, like currently in the building. Yes.
Yep. There's old boy down here at KMBZ, and then there's Big Bob that's down there from The Rock, and that's it.
Big Boy, we're not doing his nickname. That's fine. We'll No, it's fine. That's fine.
I'm not sure he knows. We do call him Gru.
which is lighthearted and
Despicable Me, by the way, solid film.
Great movie. Great movie.
If you don't get a little teary eyed at the end when he reads the story about the unicorn.
Oh yes.
Very good part of that movie.
So good.
So you're powering through Stranger Things?
I am.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're almost done?
Season finale of season 3 tonight, and then we'll binge season 4 starting tonight, and then obviously a couple days off.
So does it come out at midnight on New Year's Eve, or is it like the, is it midnight tonight?
Is this, it's a good question. I would assume midnight tonight and comes out on New Year's Day, but I could be wrong. Question 2, I guess, is this season 6? So how much do
it's
I have to
five.
Go? It's season 5. So if I, once
they
I finish season 4.
They broke it into like so many different things.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So I'm not even that far behind. We're going to finish season 4.
No,
and then
you're far behind because there's like 3 episodes that are like an hour and 45 minutes long and you've got a power.
Heard. I'm okay with that. Yeah, the finale tonight that we'll do is almost an hour and a half.
Yeah. But that's fair because if you were to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Essentially the same thing. Storylines of the year, sports or entertainment, whatever you want to have. 913-586-7965. Before we do that, we go into this tweet we saw yesterday from John Daigle. Because
never heard of him.
Adam Schefter's tweet yesterday with John Harbaugh's press conference, Lamar Jackson's status for Sunday night's game at Pittsburgh is, quote, to be determined.
I don't like that.
The quoted tweet to this is, if Lamar doesn't play for the Ravens Sunday, he doesn't play for the Ravens ever again.
Love
this
it.
This is interesting because this is a must-win game. This is a game in which, and there's so many different angles we can go with this because this is the Lamar saga in Baltimore. Two-time MVP winner, terrible playoff record, but insanely talented, right? Like when we talk about Josh Allen going to the Super Bowl this year, if he can get there, who are the names that we mentioned? Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and possibly Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
If there's belief that he can't play this game, because he has not been good this year, battling injuries, all this sort of thing, and this is just an open forum conversation. But if he, I don't necessarily disagree with John Daigle's repost of if Lamar's out, then Lamar's done. Because I look at it this way, and you and I had about a 10-minute conversation yesterday on the phone. And I think it speaks a lot of truth. No matter what, if Patrick Mahomes, outside of a concussion, where he like legitimately cannot play because of NFL rules,
yes.
Patrick Mahomes would be out there playing this game.
Of course.
I think Joe Burrow would be the same way.
Maybe.
Maybe not to the same level.
Yeah.
But I think that if he was like 3 weeks into his turf toe, and he had a chance to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think he would.
There would be some sort of injection. He would. Yes. I think he would do it.
I think so.
Josh Allen, cut from the same ass.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford, cut from the same area.
Yes.
Right? Those guys are playing.
Uh-huh.
Are we sure Lamar Jackson has the same sort of drive that these other guys have within the sport.
No, and I think it says, and I want to be clear, I think it says more about those guys than it does Lamar. I don't want to be sitting here.
Yeah, I'm not saying that he's just being a prima donna diva.
This is a two-time MVP.
What is his injury?
Well, that's the thing. It's all, and it's always like this with Lamar. He's sick, or he's got a stomach ache, or now it's his foot's hurt, and now, and so I don't know exactly what the deal is. Obviously, he's got lower half injuries this whole season, stuff with his legs, which has hindered his speed, which is a big part of his game, and another conversation we could have, but. Yeah, it just is always something with him, and we've seen Mahomes come back from a massive ankle injury in the middle of a playoff game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, come back and finish, win that game. We see him win the Super Bowl that year on one leg, and to win the game 35-35 tied late in the fourth quarter against the Philadelphia Eagles, what does he do? Best run maybe of his career for 30 yards down the middle of the field on one leg, and of course he's one step faster than the guy behind him. I don't know, and that says a lot more about Mahomes. Allen would do that same thing. They are S-tier, Michael Jordan-esque level competitors, which is what you need if you're going to be an all-timer, if you're going to have a dynastic run, if you're going to be talked about in the way we talk about these sorts of guys. And Lamar Jackson has all the intangibles, all the talent to be in that tier, to be in that category. But yeah, I don't know if he has this sort of X factor, Dusty, where it's like, I would do anything. I'd jump in front of a bus. I would die for this game, for this team. And I don't know if Lamar has that, which again doesn't mean that he's not a great player and might be a Hall of Famer, will be a Hall of Famer. But we're talking about Lamar, we're talking about Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, even Joe Burrow having potential to be top 20 all timers. Mahomes is a top 5 all time player. I don't know if Lamar has that, and that sucks.
And I think that there are, and I told you this yesterday, and I think that there are certain athletes that, and again, I'm not classifying Lamar in any way, shape, or form, because there's two different points here. I don't know if Baltimore has a Lamar Jackson problem or if they have a John Harbaugh problem. Because the way that it's being pushed as of today is that it might be a Lamar Jackson problem.
Yeah.
And that's where the divorce happens. That it's not necessarily John. But again, I could be completely wrong about that. But the thing that I see about athletes in life is that there is a type of athlete and there is a B type of athlete. And the A type of athlete are guys like Jordan, Tiger, Kobe. I'm not even going to put LeBron in this.
Wow, okay.
Because I don't know if he has the full-on attitude these guys have. Like, okay. To me, when you're a Mahomes, Allen, Kobe, Jordan, Tiger, the satisfaction you get ripping someone's soul out in a championship moment is what those guys live for. I understand the rings. That's just a token.
Yes.
They love when you come at the king and miss. And when you, and maybe LeBron has that a little bit, but I don't see it as much. I think LeBron has spent most of his career chasing the GOAT status and worried about if people think that he is who he is. And if he didn't worry about that, I think his legacy has a little bit more clout to it. It's already way at the top. He's one of the greatest basketball players of all time. But like Jordan, you watch The Last Dance, Karl Malone wins MVP, and he takes it out of him when? In the finals.
Yep.
And he wants to watch the MVP cry and bitch and moan because this guy's better than him, and he beat him. Oh, I get a ring for it too? That's great.
Exactly.
Patrick Bonus. Mahomes could probably, I don't want to say could care less if he catches Brady, but watching Josh Allen get beat because he did something that not other people can do is what gets his fortitude going towards that sports mantra. Brady was the same way. I may not be more talented than Peyton Manning, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to orchestrate a drive in a minute and 48 seconds. I'm going to kick a field goal that's not going to pierce this fan base. It's going to pierce these athletes. It's going to pierce that coach. And by golly, it's going to be because of me that we did that. And that's what gets their rocks off, right? Whereas like there are other athletes that are like, I'm talented, I can do whatever I want, I'm going to get paid for it, and I'm going to make a career out of it, and that, to me, is my satisfaction goal. And I'm not saying that's there's anything
totally
wrong with
fine.
It, but that's why there is a separation between winners and greats. Winners win, greats outlast, and that's what, like, Mahomes and Allen hasn't won.
I was going to say, well,
he hasn't won crap yet.
I'm not throwing Allen.
But
Allen's
he has
got that competitive
But he
thing,
has that mentality.
Yes.
Right? Where, like, If Josh Allen was in Lamar's situation, that press conference does not happen.
No, he's playing. We're not talking about this. Not a doubt about this. It. Of course, he's playing.
I don't know. Lamar's a two-time MVP. There's never not been a two-time MVP in the NFL not make the Hall of Fame.
And some guys have that drive, but not the talent to be in that S-tier. Like, Brock Purdy's a guy that we would never talk about in the same sentence as an Allen or Mahomes or any of those guys. But he has the one leg, I'm going to play. I'm going to fight for this team.
And that's the narrative we're talking about. Yes. Is the I want to rip people. And yes, somebody says you did not just say Allen when listing Jordan, Tiger, Mahomes. We're not talking accolades.
Not a compliment.
We're not talking that.
Yep.
We're talking about the stone cold killer mentality that these guys want to do. And Allen does have that. He does present that.
I mean,
if that was Lamar Jackson that game against Philadelphia, Lamar Jackson does not finish that game.
Yes.
In my personal opinion, he goes out. Because he went out again that game against the Chiefs. Now, you could say it was a hamstring injury, but then we didn't know what it was. Right? Like, we didn't know what the injury was that took him out. We didn't see when it happened. But I'm just telling you, like, I don't know. I don't want to say it's the heart of a champion, but it's like that. It's that crazy athletic sort of mentality.
It's something that we can't even fathom because it is crazy. You have to be almost psycho. I mean, Mahomes is slamming his helmet down on the field because he can't go back in the game because his knee's out of his socket. And John Harbaugh is slamming his playbook down on the ground because he doesn't know where his quarterback is. Oh, yeah, he's in the locker room taking a crap. Like, there's just a little bit different standard here. I've got a question. I know we got to go take a break. Quick question for you. You're at the end of the season. Lamar doesn't play. You miss the playoffs. You lose to the Steelers. He's 29 in the first week of January. You have him for 3 more years on this contract. You stick with Lamar Jackson, or are you trading John Harbaugh? Are you trading Lamar Jackson, or are you trading John Harbaugh?
I think you get more value for Lamar.
So you trade him?
Yeah. And you know who I go sign? Malik Willis.
Love it.
That's what I'd do.
Smash.
We'll get back to your text on the text line with storylines of the year. Somebody says, Lamar, a Hall of Famer? Find me a two-time MVP in the league, a quarterback that's not made the Hall of Fame. That's the only thing I'll say.
And he was a unanimous MVP that first one.
Over Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, come on.
Who had 1,000 and 1,000. And, you know, also, if you don't like us, we can always just say...
Just sum up how you're feeling. It's a bit of a hostile environment out here. What's going through your head, Luke?
I'm not bothered. Really, I'm not bothered. Really not bothered. Can I just say one thing? You guys pay for tickets and you're paying for my prize money, so thank you. Thank you for my money. Thank you for booing me. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all. There we go. Coming up next, we'll get to Max Pack here at 96.5 The Fan. You're Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear former Chiefs linebacker Derek Johnson every Monday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. It's time for Max Pack.
Somebody in the text line said the Christian Jones offsides during the Denver game summed up the whole season in one play.
Ah, yes. Hate when Christian does that.
Do you think his real name is Chris?
I don't know.
Because, you know, Kling's real name is just Josh.
Josh Klunger?
That's a John Klinger. 913-586-7965. Your favorite storylines of 2025. Yes. Feed the beast. Until then, it's Max Pack's time.
And it's getting harder and harder. This is usually when it starts to get... Yeah, I know. This is usually when it starts to get easier.
I know that I'm hard.
But it's just getting rock hard right now because we do not know... I mean, this is... I'll say this, Dusty. In my lifetime, not incredibly long. But still, in the 18, 17, 19, 20 years that I remember and recollect watching football and caring about this... never been this difficult to really find someone because I don't think they're, and I think you mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but I'll say for both teams, for both conferences, there's not a team where other teams or other coaches are looking at going, oh, well, we got to go there. We got to face this team and this guy and, oh, man, this quarterback. It hasn't been that sort of season. There's not clear teams or names sticking out. I'll start at number 5, and this team has been number 1 for the better part of this season, but 2 straight losses, 2 straight choke jobs, 2 straight no-shows from their quarterback in clutch time have to put them down at the bottom of this list. Still number 5, though, is the Los Angeles Rams. Man, it's after
what?
Last night, I know.
What are you doing?
I know. The Los Angeles Rams, these last two losses, one, they lost to the Seahawks 2 weeks ago. I'm putting that more on the Rams than I am the Seahawks. Great stuff from Seattle, capitalizing. But that was one of those games where you walked out and there were 17 new stats. Teams are 497-0 until the Rams. Like, that was one of those games. You invented ways to lose that football game. This last week, or this last night against Atlanta, you threw three interceptions and you just weren't able to come back from it. You almost did. You missed a wide open guy. That to me, like, I'm not expecting Matthew Stafford to miss someone wide open or throw three interceptions and a pick six in the playoffs. I still trust him and I still trust Sean McVay over a lot of the rest of the NFC. So I'm going to have them in the top five. Number four, a new
Seahawks,
a new addition. Yeah, no, sorry. A new addition in the top five for the season is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Number four. I'm in. I'm sold. I like this defense. They get stops. And Trevor Lawrence is not just good, because that's too broad and vague. He is not just a game manager, but he is this perfect combination right now where he has an arm and can bullet and can run around and can take risks, but also knows how to run this Liam Cohen efficient offense right now and can do it pretty productively. That Jacoby Myers addition has taken them to a new level. And this is without Travis Hunter, without talking about Brian Thomas. Who knows, if Brian Thomas decides to explode, that could be huge for that offense as well. This team would be number one if they had even one of their top defenders. I've kept them from putting them high in the max pack, but they keep winning. They have pass precedent. They're one of the most experienced teams in the league. I have to pay attention to this and respect this. It's the San Francisco 49ers at number three in the max pack. What Kyle Shanahan has done this year has been absolutely
masterclass.
Nothing short of incredible. All the injuries they faced, and again, I mentioned the defense, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa, both out for the rest of the season. They've mentioned Fred Warner might be able to come back for the playoffs. If that's true, that is
sure seem to be moving well on the sidelines with Kittle.
I saw that. That's massive, right? And getting Kittle back, they'll obviously get him back. That's huge for that offense. Brock Purdy is playing like one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League right now.
That's because he can play.
Easily. And that's because of Kyle Shanahan. Buffalo Bills at number two. Yes, I know they lost. And they only scored 12 points to the number one team I have in the max pack. But I don't know who else to trust in the AFC right now. I trust Josh Allen still. I know he's injured. He's going to be able to come back. They can run the ball better than about anyone in the AFC. They play cold weather games better than anyone in the AFC. I'm going to put them at number two. And then the Philadelphia Eagles at number one. Speaking of running game, it's gotten going. That defense is healthy and ready to go. It's probably next to the Texans, who I almost put in this top five, the first or second best defense in the National Football League. So for that, Philadelphia at number one. I know.
I just, no Seahawks.
I mean, dude, they beat the Carolina Panthers.
On the road, conditions, and Darnold won a big game.
Bryce Young threw for 54 yards.
That's because they have a good defense that can win a championship.
But Bryce Young, I mean, this is the Carolina Panthers team who's going to win nine games.
Who'd Stafford lose to?
Yep.
A non-playoff team?
100%.
Threw three interceptions?
It was bad.
You trust Matt Stafford without Devontae Adams?
Do you trust Matt Stafford more or Sam Darnold?
Stafford.
Yes.
I trust Seattle's defense and run game more than I trust the Rams' defense. They have injured defensive guys.
That run game, I question with Seattle right now. And I think you have too. I mean, you mentioned it. Kenneth Walker.
They have Charbonnet and Kenny. Good. And Corum got hurt last night.
I know the Corum thing actually is something.
And that goes into hoisting that trophy.
No,
and I think Devontae Adams comes back. He was running routes and he said he's probably good to go, but why not risk it?
Yeah, honestly, there is a reason to risk it potentially, but also, like, you're not winning without Devontae Adams. You need him more. Probably a good call.
And no Chargers. Because of the Herbert thing, is that why? Or their defense is suspect?
Yeah, Chargers, the O-line is completely ravaged.
Are the Hawks the sixth team in max pack?
Texans are the sixth, Seahawks are the seventh.
That's right, you said that.
Seahawks would be the eighth. Patriots would be the seventh. Texans would be the sixth.
I don't hate it. It is no love for the Hawks.
I'm sorry.
We got one more week. They can sneak in.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they're the one seed in the NFC.
I know.
Then you got to go to the 12th man that they stole from A&M.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's part of this too now is, once next week's max pack will be a little bit different, because we'll actually be going, I'll be looking, okay, this team actually gets the bye. This is who they're going to be looking at matchups and really starting to predict things. It'll be fun to see all of our brackets go up. Check for Briscoe here real quick.
Josh Briscoe should be joining the show here in just a minute, or he'll come in like Stone Cold Steve Austin. We go to the text line here real quick from the 816. Tough Tuesday here. I am trying to figure out what to get my kid for his birthday on January 4th. He'll be turning 7. That comes from B-Rock. I am light years away from the age of 7. I don't know what 7-year-olds are into.
Legos?
I think.
They like Legos,
Those are expensive.
Very.
Right after Christmas. That is tough because you have like the Christmas holiday and then you go, or, you know, you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever it is where you get a lot of gifts. And then you go right into a birthday? You know, is your 7-year-old into baseball and the Royals?
There you go.
Because if that's the case,
yep,
take him to, you know, Royals Fest or Royals Rally, where you can buy two different variations of tickets and they can get autographs, meet players. If you buy the more expensive one, I think it's like $130. That's a pretty nice birthday present. But you get to enjoy it too, B-Rock. And that is what the text says. Dude, toys are overrated. Get experiences. Make memories. That would be something. Like, what if your kid gets a solid autograph from, like, I don't know, Bobby Witt Jr. or Jack Caglione? I mean, that'd be something. Maybe take him to a nice dinner. I know I'd love that at 7 years old. My dad's like, hey, you know where we want to go? Let's go to 801 Chop House. Grab a steak. Okay. Sweet. I can get a steak the size of my head and not have to worry about the price next to it. Sweet. Tells great. Somebody says Monster Jam at Sprint Center, January 10th to the 11th. We should go to that. We should hit the garage.
We should absolutely do that.
We should hit the garage for like an extra session and then just do like a fan appreciation show and take you, myself, and Bob to Monster Jam. And why do I feel like Bob would have the noise-canceling headphones on the whole time? It'll rot your ears. Oh, God, yeah. You know? So we're trying to help you out here, B-Rock. You can never go wrong with Gator Golf. That's my favorite text. Yet, is he like into golf? Does he like Margaritaville in the summertime? Maybe do like an extended birthday present, and then you guys get to both enjoy. Go play in the pool. Dad's going to put the extra dark shades on and, you know, look around. I don't know how things go. Somebody says, when I was 7, I got the WWF steel cage ring and some more wrestlers. I'm right there with you. You remember that? I don't know if you remember the Titantron gift that they had in the WWE or a WWF where you could put the action figure on the Titantron and it would play his music.
Well, that's actually really cool.
So let me put my Josh Briscoe action figure on the Titantron and play his music.
He's the first voice you hear before kickoff and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
Hey, Briscoe, what are you getting a 7-year-old for his birthday?
Well, I mean, look, you put me into the action figure mindset. I mean, some sort of fun toy. I think depending on your relationship with the parents, maybe a Nerf gun or something. I'd like to cause a little bit of chaos, but I'm in kind of like an uncle headspace there. I don't know if you want to give an explosive gift to the entire family or not. What about a whoopee cushion? Do kids still like those?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. The whoopee cushion always reminds me of I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think it's funny that I'm going to ruin my family pictures by soiling down my leg with a big mud pie? You think that's funny? Hey, how about this astonishing stat? We all want the Chiefs to lose against the Raiders, correct?
Look, man, it's hard. I don't want to tell anybody. I couldn't tell anybody to root for the Broncos in Arrowhead on Christmas. I can't tell you to root for the Raiders on Sunday. But I'll say that the best long-term thing for the Chiefs would be not winning that football game. That's even more true for the Raiders, though. So I am perversely interested to see how that game comes together.
So Mac and I put our brains together because we do a tough Tuesday. What's tougher to realize? If the Ravens lose to the Steelers, the Chiefs would not have beaten a playoff team the entire season, or if you lose to the Raiders, you went 1-5 against the AFC West.
1-5 against the AFC West is shocking. I mean, those are both crazy things to look at through that lens. But look, I mean, sometimes you have some bad close game luck, and you know all these things that we've talked about all year add up. And wow, you don't beat a playoff team. That's crazy. I would have bet on my own death occurring before the Chiefs going 1-5, frankly, even going 2-4 in the AFC West. They've just so thoroughly owned the division that is really shocking.
When you watch these games the last couple of weeks and you see these young guys getting into the game, like Bashard Smith scoring a touchdown, do you have like the dad moment that I had? Like, there it is. More of that, please. And then it just never happens again.
Right. Yeah. I'm not a dad, but I have to imagine that at some point it's like, okay, we just want to, we'd love to see, let's see a B plus, maybe an A minus on that report card. And all of a sudden you see one class, that's a straight A. Holy smokes. Let's see this again next semester. What do you mean you didn't go to class after that? What do you mean your teacher never called? Where have you been, son? And that I think is sort of the energy with Rashard Smith, where you see he makes an impact with the football in his hands, and he has as many carries in the last two games as you and I do. It's just kind of a strange way to go about that. Maybe week 18, now that we also know that Trey Smith's probably not playing, maybe week 18 here is the time when the Chiefs really let the young guys go, but Jeffrey Bosa is a rumor at this point. I would love to see more of Rashard Smith. I would love to see anything from Javon Royals, just because that's what the rest of this season is for. It's been a few weeks of free evaluation period at the end. You've seen a few guys get some more reps, but with all genuinely all due respect to Juju Smith-Schuster, I'm more interested in what Javon Royals does from here, even though Juju's the more professional receiver at this point.
Who have we, but Briscoe, honestly, who have we seen get more reps? Like, really? Like, I know Bosa got a series. Rashard Smith got, what, less than seven snaps last week? Like, that's not actually seeing these guys. Jalen Royals, is he alive? Like, I'm still questioning the why here, because now you're saying, yeah, these last few weeks have been the opportunity. That opportunity's gone, and now you're playing the worst team in the NFL. I just don't know how much you can really see for 3 hours.
Right, no, I'm with you on that. I would have loved to have seen those sliders go much further in the young guys' direction since the playoffs were wrapped up, essentially. That would have been the moment for me. Ironically, the guy who I think has had the most impactful last couple of games is not a young guy, but it is a guy who we had a lot of questions about. It's Christian Fulton, where he goes out and actually plays some pretty darn good football against Denver. And you go, okay, well, a bunch of that money next year is already guaranteed, so maybe there's something there. And Noel Williams and Esipole and Chu Godrick have all gotten a lot of very valuable reps. But to your point, Mac, that wasn't necessarily voluntary. Those were guys that were, including Christian Fulton, those were guys forced into action because of the injuries everywhere else. So I believe Jalen Royals, not an exaggeration, I believe that Jalen Royals has run two routes these last 2 weeks. He's got a very small handful of snaps and looks pretty good in run blocking. But yeah, Rashard Smith against the Broncos on Christmas got four targets, had three catches, scored one touchdown, and did it on six snaps. So, like, for me, I want to know if the Chiefs think he's a running back. Because, again, right now, he got a ton of work in the fourth quarter in that first Raiders game when Gardner Minshew literally just handed the ball off all fourth quarter. But I want to know what the Chiefs think Rashard Smith is for the long term. Obviously, they're going to have to reload this running back room in one way or another. But is Rashard Smith in that running back room next year? Do they like him even as a kick returner, which is ironic enough? He had to get Nick Armijo had to be injured in front of him, and Tyquan Thornton obviously out of the picture for him to get more work in the return game where he looked really good. So I am not ready to close the door on the Rashard Smith running back chapter, but I would really love to see the Chiefs lean into that a little bit and just find out what they've got.
Briscoe, New Year's resolutions seem to be popular for a lot of people. I'm sure maybe you have a few. What would you say is the number one New Year's resolution for the Chiefs going into 2026?
Oh, that's a good question. I was busy thinking about the fact that I don't know that I do have a resolution for myself this year. I'll come up with one by the end of the segment. I think the thing that I want them to resolve in every sense of the word, like to take as an order of self-improvement, it's really, really hard. And we can sound pretty authoritative when we say it, but truthfully, it's really, really hard to evaluate from the outside what exactly went wrong this season. Was it a personnel decision that blew up in their face? Was it too much faith in Isaiah Pacheco? Was it something schematic not evolving over the last couple of years? Was there a miscue behind the scenes somewhere? Whatever, right? Did they expect more from player X or Y? I think the thing that matters the most, much like the thing that matters the most, if you're trying to come up with your last second resolution today or tomorrow, you can say, hey, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to be nicer to my kids. I want to go on a walk more often. You can say that all you want, but if that's not actually the thing that has been hampering your happiness in 2025, it's probably not going to bring you joy in 2026. So I think the most important thing for the Chiefs to do, I'll go to another Netflix property. I'll get a little Marie Kondo in here, a little more Marie Kondo than Tim Robinson. Figure out, does this spark joy? Can we let this go? And that, I think, goes for players that can go from the schematic and the coaching side of things. You have to be able to diagnose what went wrong this year. It can't just be that you were a tick off or a player two removed. That's true for almost the entire league. What went wrong this year, and then can you fix that with some iterations this offseason? My next step from the outside would probably be a bit of an offensive evolution and a little bit more speed and youth on the defensive side. It's been a few years since you got that last big defensive overhaul. Those would be the next couple of steps off of it for me, but whatever it is, I just hope the Chiefs end up saying, you know what, we got a pretty good autopsy on what happened in 2025, and we're going to learn some real lessons, take some action steps from that, and not just kind of run back a similar build like they did this year.
Yeah. Question for you. Can Bashard Smith become a better receiver than Xavier Worthy?
Oh man, here's the thing. I can tell where this is going. I am going to end up being one of the last guys on the Xavier Worthy ship, I think. I may just go down with that sucker. He's been hurt since the third play of the season. Mm-hmm. And I think he's shown that he has a few things he needs to prove as a wide receiver, not just on the sidelines, but in kind of his entire game right now. I want to see a healthy Xavier Worthy who's allowed to run more intermediate routes. I want to see that in 2026. Or even just a guy. He's played through a ton of injuries. He played through a broken hand in college. Like, he's a tough dude. Give me a non-structurally damaged Xavier Worthy and a little bit of a different role next year, and then I'll begin to make my final call. But I'm still holding out hope, even though I'm also holding out hope for Carnell Tate early in the first round.
Are you signing Breece Hall this offseason?
Might be. I am probably more likely to give him a nice free agent offer than I am to hitch the wagon to Jeremiah Love, partially mm-hmm. because that's kind of the only solution that I think you could say is definitive with that first pick, and because I am looking at the defensive line and at wide receiver a little bit, specifically just because I really do want this team to have a chance to get one of those alpha wide receivers out of Ohio State. I want the Chiefs to be able to fulfill that fantasy. So I do think that like a Breece Hall and a third round running back or something like that is probably a reasonable way to go, as the running back market looks okay at this point, and it's a hard one to pin down. But yeah, I would, even as a guy that is never terribly excited by drafting a running back early, I would sign up for probably Breece Hall and a third or fourth round pick. I would feel pretty good about.
And then last but not least, Mac and I have been debating all morning. Do you pronounce it Oladokun, or how do you pronounce it?
I went to the Chiefs like back end pronunciation site thing, and I tweeted out a video of him saying Chris Oladokun.
Okay.
He says it again.
Okay.
Chris Oladokun. I am only confident in that because I sat in our studio and listened to Mitch Holthus say it many, many, many times when he entered the game 2 weeks ago. So I'm cheating off of Mitch's notes. I am trusting the voice and also the Chiefs website. I have heard innumerable ways of saying his last name. I have said his last name in a great many ways over the years, but now I can say with all the confidence of Mitch Holthus, Oladokun.
And what's your New Year's resolution?
This year I started a letterbox so I could track all the movies that I was watching. This is really millennial of me, but I'm just trying to like spend less time looking at the little screen in my hand and spend more time looking at the big screen on the wall. So I think I'm going to try to pick up I'd like to hit 52 movies this year, kind of set a one a week pace in 2026. I did not hit that in 2025, but I'd like to fill out the filmography a little bit.
Love it, Briscoe. Keep doing your thing, and we'll talk to you next week.
I guess we'll talk one more time next week. Last year we did this until February. What's mm-hmm. going on?
We can still do it till February if you want to.
I mean, look, you guys don't have anything else starting up. I'm going to have some free time. We'll chat. I'm open. Maybe I'll come in and do a show with you guys.
Do it. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, fellas. Thank you.
You bet. That is Josh Briscoe here on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, by the way, Mac, we might owe somebody some beers.
Oh.
Ryan Hartley on the YouTube feed. You can watch it on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, all those things above.
What's up, Ryan?
He says, remember that guy who needed 17.3 from London, Stafford, and Pitts? Well, I'll take that beer whenever you're ready for it.
Wow. Let's go.
There you go.
I will hit you up.
Coming up next, we'll talk about what Spagnuolo had to say, plus Chiefs have no excuse not to get it right at running back here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
We'll get into start bench cut here in about 15 minutes from Jay Southland Toe. Getting to know Jay Southland Toe. Start bench cut coming up a little bit later. It'll be Jay Tizzle and Logie Berra from 10 until 2 here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm confused. Why is needing 17.3 points from London, Stafford, and Pitts a story? That should be an easy dub. I'm legit asking. I think they were going against Puka and Nacua, and they needed those guys to outplay Puka. I believe. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember the exact situation. It was a close, close situation, 75. Yeah. That's fair. We could have added some context there.
Yeah. So, not a story, just kind of a fun
remembrance
down memory lane. A lot of people's championships were on the line last night. I'm assuming that some of you were hoping Bijan Robinson could prevail, and boy did he.
Yeah.
Boy did he. I mean, that guy just absolutely nailed it, man.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
love for him to get a team.
Yeah, I mean, it's now 2 years. I mean, last night, Troy Aikman on Bijan Robinson.
Glazing.
Glazing can be defined pretty easily. It's simply the latest term to describe what happens when someone goes too far in showing how much they like someone or something else, to the point of being ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. No, he was. I mean, dude, we had, like, Barry Sanders comps last night.
Yeah.
Geek.
I mean, like, dude, I love...
Geek.
Bijan Robinson, Barry Sanders, let's give him a minute. Let's give it
easy,
a minute.
Easy, Troy. Boy, Joe was on one last night.
I liked his energy last night.
It was nice.
He
was
wasn't taking no
BDE
jokes
last night, man. BDE stinky,
BBL stinky.
So yesterday, not if you didn't know it, but Spag spoke to the media, and he was talking about pretty much pre-draft. And he said, quote, "I can remember going to a number of these combines recently where I knew very little about the guys that we're sitting and talking to. Now you have a little bit of an idea."
It's like, whoa, okay. So
Spags, Andy, and Brett, let's do our homework.
Exactly.
We gotta pass this test, man. You have a very important draft pick in this next draft class. I think a lot of people would like to see a running back, and I think a lot of people would like to see a edge rusher, like somebody that has that red ass sort of like, oh my God, they got this guy. He's a problem from the jump, right? Like, if they drafted an edge rusher that got the same sort of publicity that Josh Simmons got early on, where it was like, is he going to be the starting left tackle? I don't know. Can he prevail from this injury? We'll see. And then it was like mini camp, and it's like, dude, I think they know who their starting left tackle is, and it did end up being that. Now, obviously, the year played out and things happened, but you know, moving forward, that is your left tackle for the future.
And he was it's because he's a physical freak. He's a monster. He takes you over one on one. You don't want to go against him. We don't have one guy like that on defense.
And
Chris Jones, but no one else around him.
Right. And I think the one thing that we remember what Travis Kelce was talking about. He's like, he put his hands on me, completely like pulled me away, and I was like, dude, I am 15 years older than this guy, and he is treating me like a child amongst men.
Yes.
That would be where my allegiance would lie,
is to go find
that edge rusher, because Karloftis ain't it.
He's
good. He'd be great on the other side, but not the main guy. Like, he can be the Danielle Hunter, but we need the Will Anderson. And he'll never be Danielle Hunter.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, people always focus on, Will Anderson because of the freak that he is and where he was drafted. And then we're like, oh, wait, yeah, Danielle Hunter's been in the league for how many years? 10? but he's still a dominant presence there. Like, what's more important to you in the NFL moving forward? Having that sort of tandem at defensive line or having that tandem at running back?
Tandem at defensive line. I mean, it's tough because I'll find one guy at running back and I'll have a bell cow.
And you can do that, right? I can do that.
But I need two on the D-line.
When you look at successful offenses, right, you have like David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
Bijan Robinson, Allgeier. You have Gainwell, Warren, right? Like those teams that run the ball well. You have Kenny Walker and Charbonnet.
Harvey and Dobbins until Dobbins went out. Yeah.
Right. And you have those, and maybe luckily the Chargers found theirs with Hampton and Vidal.
For sure.
Because Vidal was hurt last week, so Hampton kind of stepped up or whatever. But like that's something that they're working on. You look at Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. You have those two. Like that seems to be kind of what's moving forward. We thought we were going to see a little bit of that in San Francisco with Brian Robinson Jr. and Christian McCaffrey. And then it just turned out Christian McCaffrey's like, nah, dude, I'm good.
Yeah, he's the bell cow.
Right?
Yeah, which works, but he can do everything. And Baltimore, Derrick Henry, kind of the bell cow, and it tends to not to work, right? He's not on the field the last drives a lot. And then they're like, oh, we don't really know how to use Keaton Mitchell the way we thought we did because it's not a tandem. So that's fair. Tandem running back should be high up in the priority list. To me, I'm spending that money on Breece Hall. I'm drafting a running back in the third round, and I'm getting that edge rusher and wide receiver in the first and second round, whichever one works. That's what I'm doing. But I'm spending that money first on the running back. I'm getting Breece Hall in this building. That way I'll supplement that with a third or fourth round pick at running back. Two guys there. Figure out your wide receiver and edge rusher.
Because the Royals' outfield bat is the Chiefs' edge rusher?
Yeah, it's the Chiefs' edge rusher, probably.
That's what's going to get people to be like, here
yes,
we go.
Yes, exactly.
Now we can move on.
And to me, and I don't hate your analogy, Karloftis, Daniel Hunter. I just want to emphasize to me where I put Karloftis at. He'd be the third. Like, I'm trying to think of that defensive lineman who's really good for the Texans. That's not an edge rusher who's on the inside. He's that guy. He's the third guy who gets to eat up the crumbs because the top two guys. Like, that's where Karloftis is at. And I can't describe him how Sean Smith described him on our show a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But I would echo those thoughts as well, because I have not seen, and I don't care about the first guy in, last guy out. I want someone to be scared when he lines up and puts his hand in the dirt across from me. And we don't have one guy. Intimidation. And I'm not talking about a guy who's like, yeah, man, I'm an attitude. We want to win. Like, no, I'm Jalen Carter. I'm Jordan Davis. I'm Will Anderson. I'm Miles Garrett. Like, Miles Garrett's anomaly, but you know what I mean. I'm terrified. I'm intimidated. I don't want to go up against this guy.
A guy that can wreck a game on the defensive side.
Yes.
Hate him or love him, Max Crosby can wreck a game.
I don't need Karloftis videos of him working an hour after practice with Tamba Hali on his handwork. I don't care anymore.
I think George is going to have a 14 sack season.
Love you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I took a lot of swings
and
misses.
Massive sacks. I like massive sacks.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You didn't know that one was there, did it? Because, you know, Binkley will tell you what happened this season.
One word on what went wrong with the Chiefs this year.
Everything.
Yes.
Just brutal.
Now listen, there's probably a cut of me in there saying this is going to be the best draft class since 2022, right? Like, it's we had some misses.
Well, I mean, they were in max pack until week 12.
I like massive sacks.
And massive max as well.
Max, awesome.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get into Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Get to know with Jay Southland Tow. It's Start Bench Cut with Mac Morey and Dusty Likens here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.